most people would want to have a beer with. And that, of course, is Dave Kolpak. He is the Associated Press Fargo correspondent, and he now has his office here in our Midwest Communications building. And we get him once a week here on the Jack and Sandy Show, exclusively, by the way. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Glad to be here again.
How are you?
I am doing excellent.
It's very good to see you. You've been away for a couple of days. I know you've been doing some charity work as well, haven't you?
I have, yes. I've been doing a lot of out-of-office assignments to help other causes out, and I'm happy to do that as well.
So. Well, it's important around these parts. I mean, it really is, especially, you know, if you golf.
Yes, I do like to play golf once in a while. So,
I thought maybe you were digging ditches for refugees. And...
No,
well,
but
well, there's a lot of research that goes on the golf course, might I add. So, and a lot of deals that are done there. So
exactly.
I was happy to sacrifice.
Well, it is very good to have you with us.
Well, it was a fun election day. Did you vote yesterday?
No, I voted last week ahead of time.
Did they ask you the three questions?
Did
are you a citizen of the United States and all that?
No, they did not.
Gave him your driver's license.
Oh, I was asked the three questions. And after I answered, I said, "Do you want DNA sampling?" You know, but
Well, you do look like a shady character.
But yesterday on assignment, you were out doing a little unofficial, unscientific polling of people as they left.
I was. I went to several polling sites, and it's interesting. This is probably, you know, what, my 10th election that I've done, and the man on the street interview sometimes can be a little tricky after elections. Some people don't want to, you know, reveal who they voted for, and it's a private thing for people, and I understand that. But I was really struck yesterday about how torn people were about this mayor's election. And it was interesting because I also thought, you know, Wimmer obviously was a pretty big underdog to begin with. But unofficially on the street, I was really struck by how close my unofficial polling was. It was about 50-50 by the time I had finished.
And what did you ask them?
Well, first off, I asked them what race they thought was more interesting and basically what brought them out. And most of the people, it was the mayor's race. And then who did you vote for and why? And several people declined to reveal that. But I'm sure I talked to probably about 20 people who are willing to tell me that.
How far away from the polling place were you when you approached them?
Well, and it depended on the place. You know, at the Fargo Dome, which where I got a lot of my interviews in climate-controlled comfort, I was right upstairs on the second floor there, basically right outside the polling places. But in other places, I sat outside and waited till they came out. I tried to be as unobtrusive as possible.
Were there any rancorous remarks?
About me interviewing them?
No. About either candidate or candidates?
Not really. You know, most people were pretty respectful. You know, a lot of people said they'd liked the job that Wallacher had done, but just thought, you know, maybe it's time for a change after two terms. It's interesting. I didn't hear a lot of concrete reasons, you know, why they voted for either one. I think it really, you know, came down to appeal there.
Did you ask about the city commission races?
I did. And there was also some interest there as well. And, you know, a lot of that seemed to break down into downtown interests versus other interests. And, you know, some people thought a little bit too much emphasis was being put on downtown projects. And, you know, maybe it's time to scale back a little bit. And obviously there were some candidates who had various connections there as well.
And as far as the measures, did you get a feel for what did your polling indicate that it would be as overwhelmingly approved?
No. What I got out of that was either a lot of confusion or B, a lack of research there. There were several people that basically, you know, were reading it for the first time when they got there. And it was kind of a ho-hummer to a lot of people. They weren't all that interested in chatting about it and, you know, Again, frankly, I'm not sure if everybody knew exactly what they were doing.
Dave Kolpak, Associated Press, is with us. Stick around for a few, okay?
Will do.
Did you ever talk to anybody? We can talk about this after the break. That was turned away.
I did not.
No. And did you also? Did you? Were you at polling places that had the Clean Water Wildlife and Parks? .org people there to sign their petition?
Yes, they were outside the Fargo Dome.
They were a little in your face, kind of. They weren't mine. And they just, well, I'll tell you about it in a minute.
But are you okay? are you going to need a little time off?
I'm fine.
Because she does that when mimes and clowns come around, too.
No, I don't. But they just... The guy was very nice, but
we understand.
He just turned it around and handed it to me with the pen like there wasn't a question as to whether I was going to sign it or not. It was just, here's the pen and here's the paper, and now sign.
You'll be fine.
Hold on.
What'd you say, Dave?
What'd you say, David?
And you gave the pen back?
I think I did. The Dow is down 86. I didn't sign it. NASDAQ is... down 2.5 and the S&P is down 6. Not because I didn't agree with it, but because I needed to know more.
Well, I didn't sign it because I already had.
Oh, did
downtown
you?
A few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't think I'm going to have a problem with it, but I was in a rush.
Welcome to the Jack and Sandy Show. We're having a Kolpak Wednesday here, and Dave Kolpak of the Associated Press joins us doing a little bit of exit polling, unofficial, non-scientific exit polling yesterday at election places around town. Did the name John Strand come up in any of the questions you asked?
It certainly did, yes. And I would say probably out of the 20 people I talked to, that half were voting for him too, you know? So go ahead.
Did they say who the other, were they voting for someone else other than John? I mean, John and plus someone else?
Right. If you would have asked me after my exit polling, I would have told you that Strand and Mahoney were going to win. And Wimmer and Wallacher, I couldn't call 50-50. So.
Pepcorn, Dave Pepcorn?
Yeah, his name came up on Fargo Dome several times as well. But, you know, downtown at the library, it seemed to be heavily Strand there. And down south, a little bit, I heard Wagner's name a few times as well.
And as you had these exit polling conversations, generally speaking, how long did you talk to them?
Usually as long as they could stand it. I tried to get at least 3 or 4 questions in. So, you know, it ranged from 2 minutes to 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. There was one young guy, and by young, he was 30 years old, voting at the Fargo Dome that I talked to for about 8 minutes. And he came to college here and grew up out of state, and he just loved the passion involved with the campaign and with the election. And decided to vote for Wallacher because he thought, you know what, we could have another flood here shortly. And he's proven himself, and he's the guy I want out there. But he said he agonized it over it for days, frankly.
We get a lot of text messages into the studio, and so we have a lot of people who are part of our JNS text club. And someone writes, I believe Wimmer's arrogance lost him the race. Did you capture that from anyone you spoke to?
Not from any of the exit polling, really.
Did anybody make reference to fitness?
No.
Health, well-being?
I didn't hear a single thing about that.
Tennis?
Nothing about tennis, although Brad did vote in his tennis gear yesterday morning, I understand, so...
Well, good. I think he told the forum this morning that he had that's what he's going to do. He's going to play more tennis, and he's going to obviously spend time with family. And then he also has, you know, his business that he can get back into. What can he do now? Can he run in 4 more years?
He can. He can run for mayor in 4 more years. Talking to him last night, I don't think he will. I think he thought this was the best opportunity for him in terms of timing. You know, I think he knew he had an uphill battle beating a popular mayor, but I don't see him getting back into it.
This is Dave Kolpak, and we'll have him on frequently here on KFGO, Associated Press reporter, correspondent, and... we ought to get together to have a beer and watch some World Cup in the next few weeks. You know, we've got World Cup football coming up, and you're a fan, I'm sure.
Oh, of course.
Maybe we get together for some Wimbledon.
Ah, sounds great.
Have you ever heard of Duffy's?
Yeah, it sounds
okay,
familiar.
Okay, super. We could go there. I don't drink beer, but, you know, I can drink like a college girl. No. I mean, really.
Thank you, Dave.
Edit that out. Edit that out.
No, this is the on AP the way to is the cosmos.
Not, the AP is not going to let him come back, but he will exclusively right here on JNS on KFGO.
That's right.